Recording in progress.
Specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township by filing a copy in office of the township clerk in accordance with certification by the clerk, which would be entered into the minutes. In order to ensure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public that are participating remotely will be muted during the meeting. The township will provide for public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion of the remote attendees, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute and begin making your comments. All members of the public will have 3 minutes to speak and should ask any and all questions they may have during that period. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, remote attendees will be muted again. In-person attendees will also receive 3 minutes to ask any and all questions and may then take a seat, at which times the council administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township is always available by email and phone. You can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or login user account, we ask that you wish to speak that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill. Councilwoman Carmichael. Councilman Espinosa.
Present.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Council President Earn.
Here. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, number five, comments from administration or council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda.
None at this time.
Okay, moving to number six, open to the public consent comments regarding the items, item number 15, consent agenda items. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the public portion. Item number seven. Number seven, second reading, amending chapter 10, health and regulation, adding section 10-13, portable toilets, open to the public, resolution. Cedar, you please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 10 Health Regulations to add Section 10-13, Portable Toilets, was introduced on the 8th day of June 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of June 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 27, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-16.
Okay, this is open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by your phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or star 6, press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close that portion for person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after the completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. See none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a vote? Do I have a motion?
Motion. Councilman Espinosa.
Seated, would you please take the roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 8, ordinance on a second reading, approving redevelopment plan for block 5301, lot 14.04. 1551 South Washington Avenue, and this is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Approving a Redevelopment Plan for Block 5301, Lot 14.04, was introduced on the 8th day of June 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of June 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 27, 2023, the adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-17.
Okay, this is open to the public. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
So, President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the in-person portion. Mr. Cedar, do I have a motion? Do I have a motion for number 8? I have a second.
Second.
Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 9, ordinance on a second reading, amended Chapter 19A, Land Use Procedures, Section 6B5. This is open to the public. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 19A Land Use Procedures, Section 19A-6, Fees for Board of Adjustment, Planning Board, and Administrative Determinations, was introduced on the 8th day of June 2023. And had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of June 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 27, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-18.
If for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing the phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary if you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
City, did you please take the roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 10, ordinance on a second reading, amending Chapter 2, Municipal Alliance Committee, Substance Abuse Task Force. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting the ordinance. Mr. City, would you please read to the audience?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, replacing Chapter 2, Administration, Section 50, Municipal Alliance Committee, Substance Abuse Task Force, with Chapter 2, Administration, Section 50, Community Outreach Advisory Board, was introduced on the 8th day of June 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of June 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 27, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-19.
Yeah, this is open to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or on your phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
To close the remote portion for in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. See none, I'm going to close the in-person portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second. City, did you please take a roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 11, ordinance on a second reading, approving redevelopment plan for block 3702, lot 1.02, 10 Normandy Drive. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. C, did you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Approving a Redevelopment Plan for Block 3702, Lot 1.02, was introduced on the 8th day of June 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of June 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 27, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-20.
For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear A request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'll close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. Seeing none, I'm going to close the in-person portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes on a second reading. Item number 12, ordinance on a second reading, acquisition of the rights of way, easements, and land in Simple Free for improvements to Juanes Avenue. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Winans Avenue in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 8th day of June 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 13th day of June 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 27, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-21.
And for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the in-person portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second? Mr. Cedar, would you please take the roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 13, ordinance on a second reading, acquisition of the rights of way, easements, and land in Free Simple for improvements of Levgar Street. This is open to the public. Resolution adopting ordinance. Mr. Cedar, would you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Levgar Street in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 8th day of June 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of June 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on June 27, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-22.
For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if you're by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see none. I'm going to close the in-person portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Judy, would you please take the roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a second reading. Item number 14, first reading, amending the salary, compensation, and classification plan for officials and employees of the township, and amending Chapter 2, Administration, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, Division of Police. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Steve, you please read the ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending the salary, compensation, and classification plan for the officials and employees of the township, and amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 2-18, Division of Police, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading of public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 18th day of July, 2023. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Judy, would you please take the roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on a first reading. Item number 15, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda item to be discussed or voted on separately? I see none. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Steve, did you please take the roll?
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item number 16, public hearing, announcing, adopting project and approving pre-qualification resolution of Mettler Bodine House Restoration. For remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address. Know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
I close remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will respond if necessary. I'm going to close the in-person portion. Item number 17, resolution adopting pre-qualification regulations, Mettler Bodine House Restoration. So would you please read the ordinance? Do I have a motion on number 17?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Hughes, please take the roll.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Aaron.
Yes. The next item on the agenda is a request for Altice to have its cable franchise renewed. Our franchise will expire on December 2nd, 2023. The renewal of such franchise is governed by the federal and state law, and it should come as no surprise to anyone here to know that the community and Altice have been engaged in negotiations for some time. For the record, the township received a request for renewal from Altice on January 4th, 2021. The notice was timely received as federal law and New Jersey statutes require that Altice made such a request no sooner than 36 months before the expiration and no later than 30 months from the expiration. Piscataway has conducted a series of meetings with targeted consumers and impact parties, as well as conducted a survey of the township residents to identify what is important to them. This is called the ascertainment process or the identification of the community's needs. We have shared that information with Altice and we have been actively pursuing needs in negotiations. We have looked into preserve all of the benefits we have in our current franchise and improve its total significant ways. First, we seek to have Piscataway PEG channel be the first Altice HD PEG channel in New Jersey. Altice has informed and agreed with the shared goal. Secondly, we would like to be able to do remote programming on the PEG channel. Altice has agreed with the goal, and we are currently exploring how to accomplish that goal in the most cost-efficient manner. Altice has pledged to continue to provide courtesy services to township buildings and schools. Our current franchise has to be written to address how these services can provide constant with change in the federal law. Both parties are in agreement of this change. Finally, Altice has offered to provide broadband services to anchor institutions in the city and guaranteed investments in the broadband infrastructure that services the township. We are exploring how best to capture these commons. On March 31st, Altice filed a formal proposal for renewal with the city. The proposal does not have everything listed above in that renewal, but then again, we do not expect that it would be. Altice has required a schedule under New Jersey law and then needed to file their proposal, which they did. The township negotiation team will continue to meet with Altice, and we expect that this board meeting in September will move adoption of the franchise renewal and forward that the proposal to New Jersey Board of Public Utilities for formal adoption.
If I may, Council President, excuse me, just for the record, this is not the public portion for the residents to chime in, even though months ago we did have a public forum in respect of having people send comments in, but there will eventually be a public hearing at some point as far as the process goes along. All this, as the council members know, this is regulated by the Office of through the state BPU, through the technological committee of the BPU. So,
thank you, Mayor. Item number 19, announcements and comments from officials. Councilman Espinoza.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So I would like to congratulate the class of 2023 and all those students who celebrated a moving up ceremony. Congratulations to all. And keep on moving forward and be your best self.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
I'd like to wish our council president a happy birthday. And also our former councilman, Steve Kahn's birthday is also today. So happy birthday goes out to him. Look forward to seeing everybody at the 4th of July festivities for the fireworks begin at 9. And our summer concert series starts on July 13th over at Columbus Park. So look forward to seeing everybody out at all of our free events for the community.
Thank you, Councilman Lombardi. Councilman Rouse?
No comment.
Councilman Shaw?
In the bike rodeo at Community Center.
Mayor?
Very briefly, we did get some questions about the traffic pattern where the state flipped the roadway over on River Road by the 287 bridge. The Piscataway Police Department's doing their survey and is in contact with the project engineer for the state to make some recommended changes because given the fact that this project's going to be going on for about 16 months, we want to make sure there's always going to be some pain, but we want to make sure if there's going to be pain, we want to make sure it's done safely.
Mr. JC?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Council Pachardi?
Just have a birthday, Frank and Steve, and no other comments. Thank you.
And I have no comments. Item number 20, agenda session for July 18th, 2023, proclamation, police and citizen heroes. Ordinance on a second reading amending the salary compensation and classification plan for officials and employees of the township and amending Chapter 2, Administration, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, Division of Police. This will be open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution authorizing refund of raffle one-day temporary food license fees, event canceled, lead festival. Resolution authorizing refund of picnic fees, IT Manfrey. Resolution authorizing award of professional services, engineering services for Hancock Road Culvert Group, not to exceed $390,000. And the last one, resolution 2023-2024 liquor license renewal, GSM Investments, LLC, 12173305003. Any comments or questions on them? I see none. I'm going to open up the public portion to the remote employee or remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first remote attendee to unmute themselves.
Please state your name and address.
Hi there. First, is this for the general public comment or am I too early?
This is general. This is open to the public for the.
Oh, very good. Okay. My name is Holly Cox. I'm a 25-year Montville, New Jersey resident. And I'm very worried about the quality of our air here in New Jersey. So I'm asking you to please oppose the new Woodbridge power plant because polluted air, which is exacerbated by the climate crisis, affects us all. It's a scientific fact that fossil fuels are causing this climate chaos, which is already affecting every aspect of our life here in New Jersey. It's causing us health problems from pollution, destroying our property with stronger storms, killing our landscapes and wildlife with hotter days and less rain, and damaging our overall well-being by seeing all these things we love slipping away. There are several reasons for you to please adopt a resolution against the proposed power plant. One, this CPP plant will be powered through fracking, which wastes tons of water, contaminates it, causes earthquakes, and allows methane to escape, which is 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide at trapping heat in our atmosphere. Two, CPP does not live up to its commitments. When they got approval to build the first Woodbridge power plant, they promised to build a waterfront park along the Raritan. However, the park was never cleaned up and never built, and the area continues to be radioactive. Three, this new Woodbridge gas plant will be the third in Woodbridge and the seventh in Middlesex County. These Woodbridge plants will be one of the largest climate polluters in New Jersey, spewing 4.6 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions into our air every year. Included in these emissions are particulate matter, VOCs, lead, formaldehyde, and other cancer-causing pollutants. In fact, Governor Murphy's own DEP says that climate change is going to bring, quote, more cardiovascular disease, respiratory illness, and cancers to NJ residents. With the Woodbridge power plant less than 6 miles from Piscataway, you and your residents will be on the front lines for these health effects. According to the BPU, this energy is not even needed in New Jersey now. So the current plan is for the frack gas to come from Pennsylvania, be processed and pollute our air here in New Jersey, and then for the energy to be sent to a grid for out-of-state use. Five, there are 223 NJ public schools located within a 10-mile radius from the proposed plant. And the entire Piscataway school system is less than approximately 15 miles from the proposed plant. Six, on its website, CPV touts itself as a leader in clean energy. So why are they building an outdated, dirty fossil fuel plant in Woodbridge? 7, by passing the resolution, you'll be joining 15 other elected bodies who have already passed it. To conclude, as more and more climate disasters occur, and just look at the Canadian wildfires a few weeks ago, which caused our air quality here to reach dangerously high levels, and in my home cast an eerie yellow glow in the air outside, the need to transition to clean renewable energy is obvious. At this point, building any fossil fuel plant does not make financial sense or common sense. In light of all this, I ask you to please protect your residents and pass the resolution to state your opposition to the CPV power plant. Thank you. And I forgot to mention that I did email a copy of the resolution to each of the board members yesterday morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
You're welcome.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello, I am Celeste Tricano. I'm from Colonia, that's Woodbridge Township. And I would like to just say I'm in agreement with Holly concerning the CPV expansion. So I'm just going to I'm not going to repeat the same, very important facts that she gave, but just as a Woodbridge resident, so you can get a viewpoint from someone living right there. first of all, I believe that the majority of Woodbridge Township residents were, like me, initially not aware of this proposed deadly methane gas plant expansion in Casby, which is where it would be, the part of Woodbridge Township. We do receive quarterly a newsletter, Woodbridge News, and as far as I can recall, I do not remember this ever being mentioned in any of the newsletters. And even if it was mentioned, there certainly was not a transparent disclosure that if approved, the expanded Casby plant, along with the existing CPV1 plant, would be spewing out a total of 4.6 million tons of greenhouse gases and other pollutants, especially particulate matter. And as we know, that travels hundreds of miles. We saw that with the wildfires. So that's very upsetting. And also, I think there's always the situation where when I talk to people, they say, oh, well, natural gas, that's clean. Well, I think we need to work on that terminology because obviously it's not correct. There's no such thing as clean gas plants, which is what they're being touted as. They are methane. And just to very quickly quote Cassie Siegel, she's the director of Climate Law Institute and Center for Biological Diversity. Methane is a super pollutant. If carbon dioxide is the fossil fuel broiler of our heating planet, methane is a blowtorch. And methane's earth warming power will be destroying climate for decades. So we'll have more heat waves, we'll have more wildfires, hurricanes, and obviously sea level will be rising. And we know this from the IPCC report that we are literally at a climate crisis. And in addition, major homeowners insurance companies are deciding not even to sell new homeowners policies because of all these catastrophic risks caused by the climate change and primarily a result of the greenhouse gas emissions from the fossil fuel plants. Also, I know there was mention about this park. Supposedly, that was a promise that was made from CPV. We're being told that now the park is going to be opening, which is, first of all, we also know that this is probably not going to be so true because they're trying unsuccessfully to plant, I believe they call them the water plants, this area, the Raritan, and they're not taking, which ironically, because of climate change, the plants that they are trying to do are not even taking. And even if they could clean up this very highly radioactive contaminated site, it was a brownfield area. Even if they could, the pollutants that we're going to get from this plant, the air pollution, is going to continue for forever. So,
excuse me, your 3 minutes are up.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry it took that long. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Council President, there are no other remote individuals with their hand raised.
Okay, I'm going to close the remote portion. For in-person attendees, if you were to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. You have to press the button on the microphone. You have to press the button on the microphone, the little button.
And hold it.
Hold it. Yeah. Oh, I gotta keep it down?
Yeah.
Oh. Gustav's 15 meals is 58 Curtis. My complaint still stands. It goes back to when the mayor was in grammar school. And it got worse. Do any of your district leaders ever walk your community and look around for ordinance violations? No. I have two things to mention. One is at Mansfield Road and 7th. You know where you put your re-elect me sign? That little corner is very dangerous. In order to make a right turn, you have to cross the white median. That corner needs to be landscaped and vacate so that we can see the oncoming traffic. You vacate that corner and let one of the homeowners take, they'll take care of it. The other thing is, Stelton and Washington Avenue, just before the railroad track, just getting into the gas station, that yield sign has to be eliminated. You have a red light there, that's all he needs. People do not understand the yield. They think it's their lane. Dangerous. I've seen a couple accidents. There's a tree out there on Washington Avenue with an X on it. Why? Why is the X on that? Is it supposed to be taken down? Doesn't it bother you that you put your re-electment sign on that corner? And you see the danger? Do any of your district leaders, again, I say, ever walk your community? No, I don't think so.
I walk all the time.
Is there a police officer here? No, you're a guard. Police officer, plain clothes.
You have to come to address us, sir. Thank you. Move to number 23, motion for adjournment. Start.
Motion.
I'll close the public portion, in-person portion. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good night.